Good morning, guys. It's a new week. It's the Medicine Ball Caravan once here again here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle, getting us through, yeah, another week of COVID surges, event cancellations, tropical storm development, earthquakes, nations crumbling, but it's all good. Just take a seat. We've got an hour of great sound up ahead. The Medicine Ball Caravan rolls here on 88.7 KRVS.org, KRVS Public Media. We're going to get into recent music from Tony Joe White, his posthumous album, Smoke from the Chimney, Dan Auerbach produced. We'll also get into some more live Mavis Staples and even wrap up this first set with a classic performance from Woodstock Festival 1969. But let's begin with something from our good buddy Rod Malossaw. Now he is known as Rod Gator. He's been working with members of the Black Pumas and others down in Austin, Texas. He's even employed their keyboardist, Jerron Marshall, to work on his new album, For Louisiana. It will be out on September 17th. And that'll be a Friday. And on Thursday, September 16th, he'll be performing at Vermilionville's Performance Center the night before the release of the new album. From For Louisiana, this is Rod Gator. There he is, going down the Mermentaw Bridge.
Tall bridge. still weak. I always had a job, but I couldn't find no ministry. No, no. Put a little money in my pocket, the rest down in my boot. Maybe a poor man, but I always got some loot. I got food. I got good money.
White, trying to make a little boot money like us all. Smoke from the Chimney, a posthumous album by the great Tony Joe White. Let's go to London with Mavis Staples.
I'm flirting.
We may not have a cent to pay the rent, but we're gonna make it, I know we will.
We may have to eat bees every day, we're gonna make it,
I know we will. And if a job is hard to find, and we have to stand in the welfare line, I've got your love, you know you.
We may not have a home to call our own, but we gonna make it.
I know we will. We may have to fight hardship alone, but we're gonna make it. I know we will.
Cause if togetherness brings peace of mind, we can't stay down all the time. I've got your love and you know you got mine.
Hey! but we're gonna make it. I know we will.
We can't even spare a cockroach or crumb. Oh, but we're gonna make it.
I know we will. And if I have to carry around a sign saying help the deaf, the dumb, and the blind, I got your love, you know you got mine. We're gonna make it.
Say as I said to many people that this title just about puts it all into focus. It's called With a Little Help from My Friends. Remember it.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, how you back? Well, I need it, my buddy. No, no, no. How do I feel at the end of the day?
I said because you're on your own.
I tell them you say no more. Oh, I can live my friend. I got to buy the thing. someone to love.
Could it be anybody?
Roll out of this dirt, certain it happens all the time. You know it does.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I don't see nothing, but it's just the
light.
Don't you know I got to live?
Gotta get my friends together. Cause all we gotta do is love. I'm gonna take them home with me now. You gotta get all of your friends. You gotta get hold of your friends and love. Nobody knows the way. Nobody knows the way. You got your friends. You got your friends away. You got your friends to love. You got your friends to love. You got your soul to love.
So, thank you very much indeed. See you again. Beautiful.
The fantastic Joe Cocker.
That's right. 52 years ago today, the breakthrough performance of Joe Cocker, the Grease Band of Woodstock. Yeah, there's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area. You're listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. Yeah, about 10 years ago, I think around 2010, we spoke to the late, great Mr. Richie Havens, who opened up that legendary festival 52 years ago. And I asked him, you know, how it all went down that day.
Well, yeah, what happened was the places to drop off your instruments if you were playing in a show, and they were going to wheel them out to the 7 miles away, and they couldn't get 2 seconds away from getting there. And so I had the least instruments. I had 2 guitars, 2 conga drums, my conga drum player and my guitar player and myself, the 3 of us. They said, we're trying to get everybody out there. We can't get to the fields at all. So someone comes back to the hotel where the headquarters were, and they said, what about that farmer down the road with the bubble helicopter? So they ran and they called him, and he said, I'll take it over for you. You know, and we started packing, which wasn't, it would all fit, even though it was a lot for 4 of us in there. And that's how I got to the field. Upon arriving at the field, I was looking down at a Neiman painting. You know, the guy who did all the dots and the football players, and he was doing his showing the characters and the figures of sports through a painting in that sense. And I went, wow, this is something else. And then the first call came. My friend who ran the thing says, Richie, would you go on now? It looks like we're not getting any more people down here. So,
what time of day was this?
That was about, I would say, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, it went on for, you know, your set went on for like nearly 3 hours.
2 hours 45 minutes. But that's the another part of the story is that the guy who owned it, the helicopter, was asked to take the next band over, and he looked at all this thing. He says, how do you expect me to get that in my little... He said, good night, guys, and he left. So I really was the only one set trapped on the stage, too, with Tim Hart. He was pretty close to the field, and amazing, just amazing. We made it over, and here we were helping them, you know, put it together in the sense of, what are they going to do, period? And so he finally convinced me to go on stage. That was at the mark of what each player was supposed to play. It was a 40-minute set.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have anybody else to come. So the first thing that happened is that we got there with mouth on the co-rehearsed to go to the stage, which was never finished. They built it right behind us on that beat. And so I went on and did 40 minutes, and I turned around and coming back. Many times the way I looked on those big pictures, there's some reverse of the stage. That was very close to my 6th time. They said, hey, Richie, 4 more songs. I said, guys, I don't almost know body any more songs. I said, I came back to the stage, still playing the end of the previous song. I walked back to the stage, and it was a kind of a up kind of beat. And so I started, kept the beat going. I started talking about what we were doing there and how we were coming together. And I don't see any problems, do you? Kind of thing,
all right.
You know. What do we really have here? It's not a bunch of college kids. It never was. There were 25% under 14 and 25% under 60.
Uh-huh.
And I'm saying, and in between is all of us, everywhere, every from top to bottom. It was families, grand families, and you know, things like that. They had been doing their thing a week before it even started. They were tents all over the field. Well, this was the time when they switched over, and that's how we all got there. 550,000 people were there the first time when I went up. That was at 6:30 that night. That was the first to go on stage. And
well, what were your thoughts seeing that many people, I mean, in front of you? I mean, that was just unprecedented, you know?
Yeah, I was hoping that we were showing the right thing that we really felt, the right things. And consequently, I was right. People were just there to be people. They weren't there to be a hippie or a groupie or none of that really planned itself out as to this is what this occasion is. It was like, hey, I'm part of this education. And that's when it got more sophisticated right on the field at that point. He said, just one more. And I said, okay, that's it. So I got him sitting back there, and I started using that pumping kind of thing. And the first thing I said was, this is the freedom we always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I started singing freedom, just the word. And the audience got into it. And then all of a sudden, Motherless Child pops out of my mouth. I hadn't sung that song. I haven't sung it since I was like 12 or 14.
Really? Wow.
It's a religious song. It's a lot, some people would say, which didn't say I'm a religious, but it gave the impression of we are all in the same soup.
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens.
Let's relive that historic performance. Richie Havens at Woodstock.
Like I'm almost gone. Sometimes hand. Clap your hand, yeah. Clap your hand.
Before about 550,000 people, Mr. Richie Havens, the infamous performance, not infamous, very famous, the immortal performance, I should say, of Mr. Richie Havens. Here's new music covering Lucinda Williams. This is Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. They're back. They're covering Lucinda Williams, Can't Let Go.
Told you, baby, one more time. Don't make me sit all alone and cry when it's over.
it's over. I know, but I can't let go.
Raise the Roof. They're back, collaborating Robert Plant and Alison Krauss from Raise the Roof. They're covering Lucinda Williams' Can't Let Go. And again, before that, the legendary performance, Richie Havens' Freedom from the Woodstock Festival. Here on KRVS, coming up at 12 noon today, it's Valerie Green with Harpistry. At 1 o'clock, James Van Way with the Soul Sounds of the Flip Side. Don't forget, you can access some 40 to 50 locally produced shows right here in the area every week. You can listen to them anytime. Just head to the program section of krvs.org and choose the show that you want to hear. You want to hear one of the great shows over the weekend. You want to hear the Blues Box again. You want to hear Harpistry. You want to hear anything else a second time. Or if you missed it, you can check it at your convenience, krvs.org. From In the Blossom of Their Shade, this is the latest from Mr. Pokey LaFarge. Better get it, for it's gone. Solid advice from the Poke Master.
Woke up this morning, what you think I do? Walk that line that led me straight to you. Time is short, but my journey's long. Yeah, I gotta be moving on. Gotta get it for it's gone. Oh yeah, get it for it's gone. Get it now, gone, gone, get gone. And you gotta get it for it's gone. Get it for it's gone. I'm gonna live life just like a butterfly. It's here today.
Thank you.
Quincy Jones.
Nice and I bring
classic Talking Heads. From Speaking in Tongues, Burning Down the House, played from the special edition Robert Rauschenberg design cover that I was gifted by Dickie Landry, who also appears on this album. And Dickie also introduced David Byrne to Robert Rauschenberg, and where they asked him to design this cover. Burning Down the House. Before that, Casey Jones with Bring Down the House from Queen of the In-Between. And we began the set with Pokey LaFarge, Getting It For It's Gone, In the Blossom of Their Shade is his brand new album. Medicine Ball Caravan, produced live from Cypress Lake Studios, from the heart of the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who hopefully join you in support of this station. Stick around. We've got Harpistry coming up next. Also, don't forget, we've got the Cypress Lake Studios live session happening now. If you want to view that, go to our website to register. We've got Jesse Leje, Dirk Powell and Friends, and Roddy Romero and Michael Juan Nunez on for a couple more weeks. So check that out at krvs.org. We're going to close out, make way for Harpistry with getting back to a track from Dr. Daylight's Jazz Company, their new Potluck album featuring local vocalists, this one with Rob Pate. This is Louisiana Fairy Tale. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow.
my dreams holding you fast? Is it true we both feel the sensation? Could this be heaven at last? Keep dreaming with your head upon my shoulder. And don't awake until the stars grow pale. The world is at our feet, the picture's complete. Just like a Louisiana fairy tale.